Be forewarned. If you are easily upset or don't have the stomach for controversy, do not listen to this program. This hard-hitting program may shock you. It may offend you. Unlike Rush Limbaugh, Jim Greenfield doesn't keep half his brain tied behind his back to keep it fair. Jim doesn't care if it's fair. And now, the controversial host, Jim Greenfield.
We have a guest, Army Specialist First Class, Charles Grader. Specialist Grader has been in the news because he's been convicted for the infamous abuses of Iraqi detainees at Abu Ghraib prison. Specialist Grainer, I want you to know I think the atrocities that you and your comrades committed against these defenseless prisoners has really been a black eye for our country.
Jim, you know there are a lot of misconceptions about what happened there at Abu Ghraib, and I welcome the chance to clear the air.
Okay, well, first of all, can you give us an idea of who these detainees that you tortured so mercilessly are? I mean,
these guys were insurgents, Saddam loyalists, and terrorists, some pretty tough customers.
Okay, Specialist Grainer, so what were you trying to accomplish by abusing these prisoners?
I don't think you understand. We weren't just mistreating these people for fun. Although, it was kind of fun, but in a perverse sort of way, if you catch my drift. But we aren't a bunch of perverts or anything. We were acting under orders. You know, this wasn't abuse to be sadistic or because we're a bunch of deviants. This was more in the nature of interrogation, see?
Okay. But what kind of information?
Well, we had one of Abu Musab al-Zarqawi's top people in there, where Zarqawi was hiding. So, of course, some of the media people got all self-righteous and said we committed atrocities. But, you know, we're out there in the trenches. So don't you think maybe it's worth a few atrocities to find them before they behead more people?
Okay. So how'd you do? What atrocities did you, Charles Grainer, commit?
Well, you know, this top Zarqawi aide, I started him out with the leash.
The leash?
Yeah.
So walk us through this. What would you do?
Well, I'd put a leash on him.
Uh-huh. So then what? I mean, you put a leash on him, and then what?
Well, I waited to see if that made him talk.
So did it?
Well, no, it didn't work.
Okay, so then what?
Well, then I'd escalate the pressure by going to the pyramids.
Pyramids. So exactly what did that involve?
Well, you know, you've probably seen pyramids at sporting events, you know, forming a pyramid. And of course, we had them do this naked.
So what's the point of having them do it naked?
See, that way they don't have any clothes on.
Yeah, but now, I mean, how is putting a guy on a leash or making him get in a pyramid supposed to make him talk? I mean, I don't get it. How does that make him talk?
Well, it sees the meaning. Because they don't really want to be in a pyramid. It's humiliating.
Yeah, but how does that get him to talk?
See, because you humiliate him. So,
but
you humiliate him.
But did it work?